And now, live from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the lady who has something for this episode, but she won't tell me what it is, so I'm pretty excited. It's the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
It up a lot.
What did I build up?
The thing I was going to talk about. It's not that big of a deal.
I have no expectations. But this is our Super Bowl special Sports Widow podcast being broadcast live on Facebook today. Mm-hmm. It's a Saturday episode, first time ever, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's our first Super Bowl preview episode. So
I don't know about that. We might have done one.
Well, it's our first one this year.
Okay.
Okay. And for those of you who don't know, this is a Sports Widow podcast. Spread it far and wide. We broadcast live on Facebook, but we are a podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
And we generally go Monday, Wednesday, Friday when we can.
But not this week.
No. It was Monday, Wednesday, Saturday because we wanted to get the Super Bowl preview as close to the Super Bowl in case there was any breaking news.
Yeah, and we had
any breaking news?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So we could have done it yesterday.
Yeah.
But we're doing it today for you, and I hope that you listen to it before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because I remember doing an election special, not for this podcast, but a different podcast.
Uh-huh.
Forgot to put it up. Went back, listened to it. So we recorded about a week before the election, mm-hmm. talking about all the craziness. And then listened to it back after the election.
And you were sad?
So sad.
So in the Super Bowl...
Had no clue what was about to happen.
Which team is Trump and which team is Hillary?
Oof.
Not in terms of personality, but in terms of how you assume it's going to go.
Well, gee, I assume the Patriots are going to win.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no other parallels to be drawn, except that maybe with the Patriots, Tom Brady has put in a Make America Great hat in his locker room and then said nothing. Because his wife, I think, told him to...
Yeah, his immigrant wife.
Yes, exactly. And Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, mm-hmm. had one of his Super Bowl rings stolen by Vladimir Putin.
Oh, that's right.
And if you don't know that story, it's pretty interesting. He went to Russia for some, you know, rich person's affair, I'm sure. And he showed Vladimir Putin his Super Bowl ring, which Putin then took, accepted as a gift, even though it was never intended to be. Yeah. And you don't take gifts back from Vladimir Putin.
No.
Like whatever it is that Trump promised him. He's not...
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out.
Yeah.
We will find out. Das Svidaniya to the NSA and those listening. Does that mean have a drink or
no
hello?
No idea. Oops. I don't know.
Hope it's not an insult. we got to keep those relations good. So this is the Super Bowl episode.
Yep.
So it'll be a little sportsier than usual.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
The two teams playing, Molly, are?
The New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. What do you know about these teams?
I know that this is Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and that if he wins, it would be his 5th win, which would be a record?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Do you know anyone else who holds that record?
No.
4 Super Bowl wins as a quarterback?
Can you give me a hint?
Yes, there are 2 of them.
Terry Bradshaw.
Great.
Oh.
Yep.
That was a guess.
I think your other one will be a good guess, too.
Roger Staubach?
No. Staubach, he lost a couple years.
Yeah.
Because he had to actually do naval service. Can you imagine that? He went and actually served.
Yeah.
That's happened to a few great athletes. David Robinson, also a Naval Academy officer. Not, I don't know if he was an officer, but he got let out early because he grew so much. He would not fit on any of the ships.
What?
He was like, he grew to like 7'1". You can't be an officer on a ship if you're 7'1".
No way. Can I have a hint for the other one?
Yes, you can have a hint for the other one. The other one is also a quarterback and is Tom Brady's idol. Tom Brady born in Northern California.
Okay.
Talk us through your thought process.
Thinking 49ers would be a safe... Joe Montana?
Yes. Molly has successfully, with a bit of clue...
I had a bit clue of
giving,
clue.
A bit of clue has been has answered the trivia question. What other quarterbacks have 4 Super Bowl wins? Now, can you name any players with 5 Super Bowl wins?
I'll give you quarterback.
Non-quarterback. I'll give you a hint. This person played on your Dallas Cowboys. also played on the 49ers.
Ooh. Ugh.
Shares a name with a famous comet.
I don't know.
Can you name a famous comet?
Halley's Comet. Haley.
Last name Haley. First name.
I have no idea. Bill.
Long for Chuck.
Charles. Never heard Charles Haley. I've never heard of him.
Pretty sure he's in the Hall of Fame, Mo.
Well, that doesn't.
I thought
I'm
you were actually
going to
say Victor Halebop. The other comet named NFL player.
I
remember the Halebop?
Halebop, yeah.
I think we're going to see a little more Halebopping.
Halebop.
Ba-doop-bop-bop. Halebop. Yeah. I was referring more to the mass suicide, but.
What?
Don't you remember all those people with the Nike sneakers?
Nike, yeah. And then SNL did the commercial parody where they play, because at the time the Nike commercial was the Beatles Revolution.
Yes.
And so it was pictures of them all in their bunks with
yes.
Their, yeah.
Oh.
Pretty gruesome.
I mean, but good on you, SNL, for making fun of that. Nothing's off limits, huh?
I guess.
Wow.
Well, they suspended someone because something was off limits.
Well, I'm saying that's how it should be.
Right. Okay. Well, let's not get into this.
No, let's not politicize freedom of expression.
Right.
Because there's no politicizing to do. It's the First Amendment.
Mm.
And it's not even like the Seventh Amendment.
Yeah.
You know? Free speech.
Number one.
It's what we're doing this here for. Not because it's
Is
entertaining.
It? No.
It's just because we can.
Oh.
We won't do our picks for the Super Bowl yet. But any tips for a Super Bowl party?
Well, I don't know. I think Super Bowl parties are fun, but I think you have to decide ahead of time what you are trying to, like, do you want to watch the game? Well, I mean, this really goes back to if you're throwing a party or inviting people, I think sometimes you run into problems with a group of people who want to watch the game and a group of people
yes.
who it's like a social thing, which
yes.
I get. And you can have everybody if you have enough room and have like places that the other people can go. But
yes.
I think going for me, I don't care much for football. I like Super Bowl parties. Mm-hmm. But that's mainly food and drink based.
Right.
And
we've hosted a couple Super Bowl parties.
We have. And a couple things. One, I think doing squares is mm-hmm. a fun way
to
like, even if you don't care about the game,
yes.
you're invested because you
yes.
want to win.
Well, that's one of the keys
yeah.
to the success of the NFL is gambling is such
right.
a great part of the game. That's why it's so popular.
But the other thing is I think you should read the room. Know, are people like Joe isn't particularly invested in any one team but wants to watch the game. But you may have people who are
invested in a team
and you want to like just be
give them their space.
Of that. I think sometimes, at least in our community of improvisers and performers and things like that, there are a lot of people who have no interest in sports. And this is true in life in general. And sometimes there is a desire to, I don't want to say mock, but mock a little bit the enthusiasm of sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why are you purposefully getting out of...
it was requested
okay.
of me.
I think this is not the day for that.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's
like,
not.
Let people who you're on their turf. If you're going to a Super Bowl party of
yes.
someone who is invested in the Super Bowl, you're on their turf.
Right.
Go eat your chips. That's great. But let people who want to watch the game watch the game.
Yes. And we've hosted a couple parties.
Mm-hmm.
One when the Giants were in it.
Yeah.
Which my brother did not come to.
Because he didn't want other people around him.
He's a big fan and of the Giants, not of the party. And he did not want to be bothered. Now, this year is going to be a little different for us. We've gone to the same party the last couple of years. A friend of both of ours who you toured with
mm-hmm.
Touring company. And there's a lot of kids at this party.
Yes.
Generally speaking.
Yes.
The last 2 years have been to this party for the Super Bowl. It's
no,
a good party.
We didn't go last year.
We didn't go last 2 years ago. Okay. Lots
yeah.
of good food. The presence of the children is, for me, an obstacle to enjoying the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, Molly, very nicely, I might add, is going to the party by herself.
No, I'm bringing our daughter.
That's what I mean. Amongst the adults. And so I am going to stay here and watch the game. Maybe one or two people will come by. my brother or hopefully, you know, someone will come by.
Sounds like an invitation, Joe.
No, it's not an invitation, really. If you get one personally, that's an invitation. Oh. This episode is not. Menzel can come.
Okay.
Because I know he's watching from New Zealand. Oh. So he's actually seeing this tomorrow. This is an advance episode.
What happened?
He already
what
knows what happens in the Super Bowl at this point. I'm the person who likes to watch the game. And thus, because of that, you know, I'm going to have a minimal kind of environment. I'll make guacamole for anyone who's here. I'll make some for you, too.
And that'll
be about the extent of it.
Yeah. You know, the very first Super Bowl that you and I watched together was when the Bears were in the Super Bowl in 2007. I believe it was 2007. And in fact, it was such a momentous occasion that Second City actually canceled their show
that
Sunday night.
Yes.
Yep.
So people could watch the Bears lose the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did we get paid for that?
Oh, I think so.
We better have. I'm going to look into that.
We'll look into it. Yeah.
We'll look into that.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That was. And this Valentine's Day, we'll have a Valentine's Day episode later, but this will be our 10th Valentine's Day together.
Well, it will actually be our 11th Valentine's Day because it was 10 years ago on Valentine's Day that we...
Looks like I blew it.
Wait, you're right. It's our 10th. I get confused with that.
I do, too.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's 10th, 9th. Now, who knows?
Okay.
That's not the end of the episode.
No, I know, but it was kind of silent, so I was just trying
to... Well, you know, one of the things I've noticed in listening to other podcasts is there isn't much silence.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was...
Oh, I thought we were kind of distinguishing ourselves from them.
No, that's why I said okay was just as filler.
I got it. You know, sometimes on radio there is great silence, and that can have quite an impact.
Great. Well, it's
not great. Jim Rome, do you know who he is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
He would have the longest pauses because he does it by himself.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, Dallas Cowboys, what's up with that?
Wow.
See, the wow interrupted, but there'd be a longer pause there. He's awful.
Okay.
We'll talk about him more later.
Anything else about the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, honestly, it doesn't have a lot of juice, this Super Bowl.
Mm.
I mean, I'm rooting for the Patriots, and I am not a Patriots fan. I have the advantage of being a Giants fan, and we have spoiled the only two Super Bowls that Tom Brady has lost, which gives us a little bit of cred. And so I can afford to root for them, if only to watch Roger Goodell, who is kind of, in many ways, the predecessor to today's frat boy culture. Mm. I think Roger Goodell, and I'm working on a pretty deep concept about how the NFL and Roger Goodell and their behavior over the last 5 years has been a very nice lead-in for the political climate we're in right now.
Well, it all goes hand in hand, definitely.
Yeah. Well, fans of the NFL have gotten used to botched investigations, unlawful punishments.
Or very inconsistent.
Very inconsistent
punishments.
And very impulsive decision-making, seemingly, that hasn't been thought out. And we still watch the games. They haven't been punished for it.
No.
And that thought process is people have accepted that, hey, we can still enjoy the NFL despite the fact that it's run by a bunch of idiots. And so people are probably like, hey, we can still enjoy America despite the fact.
Would you say that a lot of your statements and proclamations start with hey and you throwing your arms up in the air?
I think it was actually – I'm not sure if it was Socrates or Aristotle who would often start his – when he would call people, he'd say, hey.
Hey.
Or the Greek word for hey, which –
is something else.
Is a different word.
It's got an extra Y in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Molly, I have one thing on the docket, but do you want to do your big thing or do you want to save it for the end?
I think let's save it because we have, or for another episode because there's plenty of other stuff to talk about.
Oh, there is?
Oh, there's not more NFL anymore.
Well, I mean, all right, the game.
Okay,
we'll do the picks at the very end.
Okay.
We'll go into the analysis. I predict a boring game. I think we're back. I think we're coming back into the era of boring Super Bowls. And anyone who's old enough, which is to say my age, if you watched any Super Bowls in the 80s, the NFC won 13 Super Bowls in a row, I think. And most of them were by like 25 points. So it wasn't even close.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to kind of enter into that now again.
And why is that?
I think the way the NFL has – they've tried to have great parity. They've tried to make every team on any Sunday can beat any other team.
Right.
So, the smart teams, they all get about the same players.
Yeah.
Now, there are two things. the decision makers. Mm-hmm. That's something you can spend more money on and get better players than other teams, get better people than other teams are allowed to have.
Okay.
You can go kind of be, there's no salary cap on that.
Right.
So the good teams are getting the best minds and also a great quarterback. If you don't have a great mind, if you don't have a great quarterback, you're effed.
Yeah.
So I think the good quarterbacks are getting together with the good coaches, and that is separating themselves, and there'll be like five or six teams that'll always be good year to year, and the rest of them would be trash.
Got it.
Like the playoffs this year, I said it before, was awful. The worst, least entertaining playoffs in football history.
Okay.
That's like a sports take. We try to avoid those, but we're going to do
that. Sports take.
Also, I've started trolling another podcast, the Dan Lebatard podcast, which is my one of my favorites.
Well, that's not really trolling.
Well, I've started doing polls and including them in the polls to see if they'll respond to me.
Okay.
Thus far, not.
Yeah.
But it's all an homage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get back to a little bit of content on the game in a couple minutes. But,
okay. Well, do you
go ahead.
Do you want me to talk about my thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So I heard this story.
Ooh.
And I will I get some of my sports news from NPR, so take that. With
wow.
Me. Well, I was listening on the radio.
No, this is good.
But I don't know a lot of the specifics.
Sure.
Okay. But I heard that is there a governing body for like youth football?
Yeah. Pop okay. Warner or there is a governing body.
Anyway, trying to address the issue of like football's declining popularity with parents.
Yes.
Like. Do you know that they're going to start changing up the way kids are playing football. So it's still tackle, but it's not a 100-yard field. There's fewer kids on the field at any one time. They're going to rotate positions, not necessarily in one game, but it's not like you're this and now you're always
yes.
this. And they're not going to have, what do they call it, like a three-point...
Three-point stance.
Stance.
Yes, on the line.
They're just going to like crouch, head up.
That's good because that keeps them from slamming their heads into one another.
Yeah, so I thought that was very interesting and adaptive reaction.
Well, there's a lot, you know, it's... safety, obviously, with football is a big, 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 big story and has been for the last few years. Despite the lack of success of the film Concussion.
What is the line from Concussion?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Just tell the truth. And they've done a lot of things. Actually, you'll see a commercial every once in a while when you're watching an NFL game where Dartmouth College has these, like, they don't tackle people anymore. They have these roving, like, tackling dummies that are, like, remote controlled on the ground that they can tackle.
Hmm.
So they're taking that out of the game a little bit. There also, for years, have been helmets that are more protective than regular helmets.
Mm-hmm.
But they have an extra layer of padding around them, which makes them look extra big.
Well, just like those batting helmets.
Yes. So NFL players end up looking like little kids with a helmet where it's this huge. But only a couple players wore them, and only for a short amount of time because they didn't look cool.
I get it.
The same reason Shaq didn't shoot free throws underhand, which would have made him maybe one of the five best players of all time instead of one of the 15 or 20. He refused to, as have many guys, because it didn't look cool.
Yeah.
So they sacrifice that. I'm not somebody – you know this about me, Molly.
Go on. Who cares about looking cool?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I guess so.
I won't let looking cool get in the way of
– No, winning above
winning.
All else. Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes, that's definitely true.
Right. And in fact, I've often looked quite uncool.
But winning is the ultimate cool.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate cool.
So there you go.
That'd be a great ad for a cigarette. The ultimate cool. Probably cool brand
K-O-O-L.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they still around?
I don't know.
Okay.
You'll have to tune into the What Cigarette Brands Are Around podcast.
So what was your thought? That's a good thing? It's a thing they need to do.
It's interesting because Tom thinks you're always cool. That's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
It's interesting because I don't know. I feel like... Again, I'll go back to the political climate because that seems to be everything that's happening right now.
Right.
And as we talked about last week, the NFL, like, there's a lot of things that just sort of speak to our time, as you were saying today.
Yes.
So I just thought it was interesting that rather than, again, I don't know who's making this decision to do this with kids' football.
Sure.
But rather than just be like, no, it's not that bad, it's not unsafe or whatever.
Right.
But they're actually acknowledging it and adapting, yes, and trying to find a way to make it better.
And these lawsuits that the NFL has been in and started to settle, for years they had to deny, like anything else. Talk about politics or business or whatever, or just in life.
Right.
People tend to deny, insurmountable evidence to the contrary.
You started to sound kind of like Australian the more you said
deny. That's not a denial.
Oh.
This is a denial. and then caught and then have to admit and then make up ground afterwards, which is
just face it.
Let me
head
tell
on,
you.
So
exactly.
To speak.
I mean,
but,
I've made, yeah, you know, we've all made those mistakes in the past. I try not to make them ever again in the future. Just truth will set you free.
But and also, instead of being like, okay, fine, no football.
Right.
Like, yeah,
try
find
to
a
find
way
a way. Compromise.
Yeah.
People like football. People don't like injuries. Can we figure that out?
Right.
I hope the Super Bowl is a good game.
I don't care.
Well, we're going to get into our predictions in just a second here. One last thing I want to say is we hinted on this on Wednesday. Molly is beginning to make her attempt to get out of this podcast by doing her own thing. It's very popular. I already saw 10,000 views. 10,000 views.
Those are Facebook views, though. It basically
we get 100 views.
It's showed up in 10 people's scroll. 10,000 people's scroll.
That's a lot of scrolls.
Well, because it's getting shared.
I know. It's pretty good. What's it called, Mol? Molly Erdman posted a video?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Okay. I think if you look up, if you are Facebook friends with me, you can go to my page and see it. I think maybe even if you're not, it's
might
public,
yeah.
So you should be able to see it. But there's a YouTube version also. I think if you search like Molly Erdman self-care tips,
okay,
you should be able to find
it. And it's you're offering folks a little bit of advice in these kind of trying, stressful times,
yep,
of how to kind of,
yep,
put down the stress and pick up some life.
Yeah, yeah. Because my background is in, I've got a medical background and a lot of mental health knowledge.
When you say medical background, you mean your parents are doctors?
I mean, I've been to the doctor.
Oh, okay. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I've got mental health experience up the wazoo.
Exactly.
And my dad's a mental health professional.
And my mom is.
Wow. Your mom has often tried to suggest I have mental health problems.
Yes.
I may have mentioned this, I'm sure I have, but that your mother thinks I have a gambling problem.
Yes. She doesn't understand how someone can be so passionate about sports unless they have money riding on it.
But I manage. Imagine if I had enough money to gamble, though. Ooh, I'm too cheap to do that. All right, so now we're into the part everyone's been waiting for, I'm sure, our predictions for the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
All right, so the game is, as of now, it's tomorrow. So we're about 24 hours away right now. But they could be watching it, and it could be today
Got
at
it.
That time. Or yesterday.
Right.
And then these predictions will not be as valuable.
Okay.
Just so you know, it's the highest over-under in NFL Super Bowl history. Do you want to know what that is, Mal, or do you have an idea what it is?
I have no idea what it is.
All right, the over-under is another gambling thing.
Oh, no, I know what the term over-under is.
Oh, okay.
I think
it's like 58 or 59 is the over-under. A lot of people taking the over because these are two huge offenses.
Meaning that's their cumulative score.
Cumulative
right.
score.
Okay.
So the over is 59, but your score will predict whether you think it's over or under. I think the Patriots are favored by 3 or 4. We don't have exact numbers on that, but so it's in a dome. Atlanta plays in a dome.
Okay.
Atlanta has a great offense this year.
Where is it?
It is in Houston.
Got it.
Climate-controlled Houston.
Mm-hmm.
From everything I know about Houston, it's a horrible city, except from our listeners and watchers in Houston.
I don't
think
it's a horrible city.
Like the humidity,
yes,
and the hotness.
That's not good.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, my lower back has fallen asleep from crouching down to reach the microphone.
Well, we need to raise the mic at some point.
Do you want to know how tall
I
really
watch
am?
Watch Molly's tallness. Now, see, we maybe should switch because my natural posture is this. This is my natural. And for those of you not watching, just imagine.
We're the same height.
Yes, we're the same height. But if a human being transformed to Smeagol or Gollum from The Hobbit, that would be me and my natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, you are down there. We got to fix that. So, folks, someday we're going to ask you for 50 cents, a dollar to chip in to get two things, a higher mic stand for Molly and a shorter cord for me.
Yeah.
This is a mess. But that's down the line, folks. So now's our Super Bowl predictions. We've gone a little long. You want to go first or I'll go first? It's up to you.
You go first.
All right. I'm going to predict the New England Patriots are going to win 27 12.
Okay. I wonder if people can hear the screaming upstairs.
Let's see.
We have a couple of toddlers who live above us, and one in particular has a set of lungs on her.
We have a 3-year-old. They have a 3-year-old. They also have a almost 2-year-old.
Yeah.
The 3-year-old apparently is torturing the almost 2-year-old all hours.
I don't know about that. I just think that that's how she... Oh, Tom says he could hear it. I think she
just
reacts to everything with screaming.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible. So, oh, sorry, what was your...
My prediction was 27-12, New England. It's going to be under. I'm predicting they're going under, and New England will cover, and they will win. And unfortunately, I don't think Tom Brady will be elected MVP of the game.
Who do you think will be?
It's going to be LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount, who has, I think, been arrested for marijuana use. Okay. And he saw years ago, you'll remember LeGarrette Blount, years ago, there was a highlight that went over and over of a guys after a football game, one guy kind of celebrating, and another dude comes over and just cold cocks him, knocks him out. That was LeGarrette Blount.
Oh, good. Great. Okay, so you said
12.
27-12. Okay. Well, I'll go for the Patriots. And I'll say, yep, there it is. I'll say
riveting.
30. I'm thinking. Okay, I didn't know I was going to be doing this.
No, it's a Super Bowl special.
I say sometimes I get confused about like what numbers are even possible.
Well, 12 is not a very frequent number to come up. So I'm just saying.
Right. So if I said like 34 for the Patriots, that's a viable.
That's certainly a viable
number. I'm going to say Patriots 34, Falcons 14.
Okay.
34-14 Patriots.
So neither of us are predicting a close game. We'll check back on these. Hopefully on Monday we'll be able to do one of these.
Let's write this down so we don't have to like go back and listen to it.
Okay. Here.
Yeah. Okay.
She'll write that down. So for you folks listening, you know, I should have said this at the top, but if you're listening after the Super Bowl, maybe don't bother. But if you're watching right now, it's before the Super Bowl, so now you know. Oh. But I've already said this here at the end, so if you made it this far,
thanks.
Just watch the next 20 seconds or whatever.
Okay.
All right, and again, you can please subscribe to us on iTunes. That's where we really want the subscribers.
And the Sports Widow Facebook page has been created.
Yep.
We're making a few little tweaks before we make it public, but if you have watched this, if we've seen your name come up, we're probably going to send you an invite, so please accept our invitation.
Yes, and follow us on Twitter on...
Sports Widow Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. We'll catch you on Monday.
Bye.